Well, with school students back in the classroom after 2 years of predominantly online learning, parents and educators are being urged to start conversations about their emotional well-being. The National Check-In Week campaign is providing educators with tools that will provide timely data to help understand students' state of mind. Tegan Bayliss is a leader of well-being at St Bridget's Catholic College at Lake Munmorra on the New South Wales Central Coast. And she says some students have found it difficult returning to the classroom.
So National Check-In Week allows our students in our classrooms to check in via a platform, which allows our staff to get a collection of data, which allows us to make sure that our students are going okay, and when they're not, that we can have those conversations with them. So it's absolutely critical that we get it in a timely manner. It's often way too late that we find out that students are struggling, and it's critical because we need to be able to get students the support they need, and that might mean an array of things through school, but also any extra supports that we could have outside of school as well.
And how do you think students are feeling about being back in the classroom after such a disruptive 2 years due to COVID?
Yeah, I think this is a really important and concerning part of where we're at. I think that some students are actually thriving and, you know, being home was a real struggle, and not having that engagement with their friends and a range of different people, you know, teachers and things like that. And we hear a lot about schools being the safe zone for a lot of students. I don't know that we hear enough maybe about the amount of students that are struggling to get back into the classroom. So a lot of our kids that potentially have anxiety or another form of mental health challenge will find it and have found it really hard. And we've seen some students actually not come back into the classroom due to this. So they're struggling in terms of that. They're also struggling with the overwhelm. Classrooms are very different to being at home by yourself.
What needs to happen then to help those students with anxiety or other mental health issues to encourage them to be able to come back into the classroom?
So we need to set up safe environments, and we need to apply well-being strategies in classrooms. So now more than ever, it's really important that we're using programs or our own skill sets around social emotional learning in order to give our kids the skill sets to build that resilience to be in the classroom.
You're at Lake Munmorra on the New South Wales Central Coast. What are students telling you about their emotional well-being needs?
I think definitely from our perspective up here on the coast, we have a high, I guess, statistic rate in terms of mental health struggles for youth. They're telling us that they need to have safe people that they can go to. So building that relationship with our students and giving them safe platforms in order to be able to check in has been really, really important. I guess that's the main thing, is providing those spaces for check-ins.
For parents, what are some of the signs that a student may be struggling?
I think this is also a really, really important question. So, look, it presents differently. So often when I'm speaking with parents, sort of things that we'll hear that would flag for us, you know, withdrawn, students not wanting to, or their children not wanting to be part of the family. They don't want to talk. They don't want to come out of their bedroom. Potentially they're on social media a lot more than they were. They might see signs of potentially different emotions coming out that they hadn't seen before, anger or just defiance in certain different ways that they hadn't seen before. They could be as simple as something as, I don't want to go to school today, or, you know what, I'm not wearing the right uniform today. And I know those things, they're not the indicators that we would only use, but sometimes those are indicators that something is wrong, and it's actually a really important part of what we then can say, you know what, let's have a conversation about how you're going.
I know that the focus of this week is on young people, but how important is it that teachers are checking in with each other as well, especially after such a tumultuous couple of years?
Yeah, this is actually an area really close to my heart. It's so incredibly important at the moment that we are looking at staff wellbeing, not just our teachers, but our counsellors, our support staff, everybody that works within the culture of a school, because we're coming back, and I guess that culture that we would have had moving out into those home-based learning has changed. You know, the world has changed. The way we educate has changed. So there's a lot of unknown, and there's lots of unknown even around, you know, are we going to potentially have to be home-based learning again? Is there, and I know that, you know, whilst it's fairly made clear that we won't be going back into that. Those are some of the anxieties, I guess, that are presented for staff. Yeah, so I think it's really, really important that we just not only check in with each other, but we're checking in across the system. So, you know, our leadership and teachers, everybody checking in together and having really, I guess, open conversations about how important staff wellbeing is in order to help our students. Because if we're not checking in ourselves, we can't ask our students to do the same.
Yeah, it's been a pretty extraordinary couple of years for all involved in teaching at our schools. In Australia, Tegan Bayliss, the leader of wellbeing at St Bridget's Catholic College at Lake Monmora, that's on the New South Wales Central Coast, speaking there to News Radio's Sarah Hall.